there was this lady, I couldn't get a hold of her, and
we were, I was trying to see if she still wanted her gutters clean, because when we were there to clean her gutters, we were there to put up new gutters, and then we were going to clean her existing gutters, and it was froze, so we couldn't do it, so I'd been trying to get a hold of her, and I couldn't get a hold of her. There was something wrong with her phone where I'd call and it'd go right to voicemail. So I stopped out there just now and we got it all figured out. So we're going to come back out and finish and clean her gutters and all that stuff. But I was just laughing because I was just thinking, you know, if you had, it's like a movie, you know, and I feel like that's how some people go about it, which is not the way to go about it at all, you know, but you just show up out there and you're like, where's my money, Frank? I don't want to do this today. You don't want to do this today, but we're doing this today. You know, like some mobster thing or something. I don't know. That was just, it made me laugh. Just the whole thought of that. Some people probably do that. It's not good. I don't do it like that. That was not the point of any of this. There was a guy earlier, I wanted to talk about this, but I didn't really want to right away, so I just kind of was doing some other work stuff. But I stopped at this gas station, and it's funny too, if I wouldn't have forgot my bacon, I made two big panfuls of bacon. I made like, you know, close to a pound of bacon, and I had it all ready to go, and I forgot it at home. I was going to eat it all while I was driving, and so I forgot at home. I went and did my first estimate, and then I stopped in Freeport at this gas station, and I went in, and as soon as I locked eyes with this guy that was working there, you know, and I just kind of nodded my head to him like you do, you know, like, hey, how's it going? And I went to the bathroom, and as soon as I did that, I felt like the Lord put a word for him in my heart, and I was like, whoa. And I was in the bathroom, and I'm thinking about it, I'm like, God, I'm going to say this to this guy, you know? And I went out, and I got my food, and I'm checking out, and he's probably about the same age as me, maybe, I don't know, maybe a little younger. And I was like, dude, I want you to know, like, I love Jesus, and I just kind of been in the presence of God this morning, and just in the quiet, and as soon as I walked in here, I felt like, you know, God put this word in my heart for you, and I just want you to know, like, what you're doing here is so important. What you're learning here at this job is so important, and it's not just for another job someday, you know, but it's the integrity. It's what you're doing when nobody's watching, and it's so valuable, and I just want you to know, you know, I really appreciate what you're doing here, and so does God. And, you know, I'm like, have a good day. And that was it. And he was just quiet. And I could feel it. I'm like, this is so what God wanted me to do. This is spot on, you know? So it was good. It was really, really good. And, yeah, I think that was just for him. And I think there's so many times, this is kind of the point of this. I was going through Corinthians, and he talks over and over about the spiritual gifts. It was 1 Corinthians. Talks about the spiritual gifts, the word of knowledge, the special gift of knowledge. They call it different things in different translations, but just knowing something that you would have no way of knowing, like knowing what the other person is thinking. When you read through the book of Luke, he makes an emphasis on Jesus over and over again knew their thoughts. So if Luke's a doctor, it's pretty significant that he was putting in there maybe 8 or 9 times. I don't know. That's my guess. I've read through it several times and noticed this, that he says, and Jesus knew their thoughts, and Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said this. He talks over and over again about how Jesus knew their thoughts, things that they didn't tell him, but he just became aware of it. And that's crazy to me, dude. That's so crazy to me. And we can live that way. So that gift of special knowledge, that word of knowledge that we talk about, it comes from the power of God, having love and compassion for people. We can have that without love and compassion. and just learn how to operate in that gift and practice that and go without love, and it's not valuable, because then we, the things that we share, when God shares with us that information, it's messed up, it's twisted, and it's actually not helping the person, it's not loving the person. A lot of different stuff can come from that. But when our motive's pure and our motive's love, that's, man, that's good. And it can be, you know, just believing, like our identity is so huge. Just believing that we can be free, like we can be free of selfish motives. We can be free of all this other stuff, and we can be free to love people in Christ. And that what he did on the cross was enough for all that stuff to be taken off of us as we completely yield and give ourselves to him. You know, it's him saying, all that I have, I give to you. And we're giving all that we are to him. And so it's the total dying to the old self and being alive, a new man, a new woman in Christ. So when we believe that's possible, when we believe that's what he's called us to, man, that's it's wide open. It's so wide open. It's so free. And God can tell himself anything. So his spirit's inside of us. His spirit lives in us, right? And so he can tell himself anything. It's so many times we walk into a situation or we look someone in the eyes and we just immediately know what they're going through. But we ignore it. We just blow right by it. We talk about everything else except for that. You look at someone's face and, oh, they're depressed. They're sad. There's this going on. Or, oh, they're struggling with addiction. Oh, they're worried about money. Oh, they feel alone. They feel like nobody sees them. Nobody cares. Like, we'll look at somebody and we'll immediately perceive that that's what's going on. We're sensing their thoughts. We're seeing their face. And whether it's something that they show off on their face or not, we just get this, boom, there it is. And the enemy wants us to just run from that and not talk about it and talk about everything else. But God has something way better. And when our motives love, we can't fail. We can't mess it up. It's not a thing related to the outcome. We want to love, right? So even if we see something crazy happen or we don't, if we're just obedient and wow, God, you made me aware of that thing. You know, what should I say? How should I respond? What's the most loving thing I could do in this situation towards this person? That's a win, man. That's a win. We ask him that. We figure out what that is. We see what he's saying, and we go for it. The outcome is important, but it's our being obedient, man. That's where it starts. That's so where it starts. So I hope there's some good stuff that was in this for you guys. God bless you guys. I might end up putting some more things on here later. If I don't, that's okay. But yeah, I guess just the overall point of this, being that God has something so, so awesome for us. And when we step out and we love people and we get out of our comfort zone, that's where we start seeing good stuff happen. And, he wants us to be so free, to love people. So, yeah. God bless you guys.